States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Layton.
Yep.
Yep.
Lannan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
The Rose Gopher.
Yes.
Baker.
Here. Public comment. We have a sprawling audience, so I think we can skip that. Approval of the agenda. I think I'd like to make a motion to amend it, just to add the over and under projects that we just got given to us. And also, I have to update everybody on the grant that we wrote the support letter for Mount Holiday. So make those two agenda changes under, I guess, new business D&E.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Support.
All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Approval of meeting minutes from January.
I move to approve the January meeting minutes.
Support.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Treasurer's report. We don't have a treasurer with us, so there's no report. But we really haven't spent anything, so I don't think that there's, you know, between meetings, I don't think we've spent anything. So, update on the rec plan. It's still being in process. It's being worked on and moved forward. Rick Brown's not here to give us an update in person because he's on vacation in this time frame. So there's not any further updates to really report on the rec plan. I'm hoping to get some sort of date, like it will be done by this time or something, so we can move forward, because it kind of seems to be a stalling point for us as a commission.
Do you think it's reasonable that it would be done by our next meeting? Could that be a goal?
I don't know without, you know, really being able to talk to Rick about it. I'm hoping, because right now, from last year, there's kind of a stall between the new year and when the county or the township gets audited for budgets and such anyways, that we have until, like, what, March, I think, until we know how much money we have back for the next year or for this fiscal year.
Okay.
So we do have some time frame, you know, some time. But hopefully by April we can get that moving.
Do you want me to maybe email Rick?
Yeah, if you'd
maybe
like to.
He has some kind of idea of the time
frame. Of a time frame?
And if not, like what's the holdup, or is there something we could partake?
What we can do to help?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. And if you just want to send us out whatever response you get.
Okay, I will do. And he's on vacation until when?
I just know he's on vacation
okay. This
week. I don't know how long. Do you know, Justin?
Carbon copy everybody on the communication. It'd be nice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that moves us on to old business. Our grant was submitted for the bike racks. Large thank you to Beth and also Rick. They did a lot of effort and help to put that together for us. My help was very minuscule and not very important. So all the credit goes to them. I do have to point out that we, when we wrote up the grant, it was worded as such that we would cover any of the difference between the bike racks and that $15,000 maximum grant level. And so there's a $1,460 difference that the Park Commission would assumably pay for to get all the bike racks as we had requested in the grant. So
now when will we hear about that?
I don't know. Does anybody have that paperwork? I would imagine it would say in that submission packet. I don't know exactly when they select who they're going to award it to.
And then where, if I guess we worry about that once, if it's awarded or not, where that money is going to be coming out of the 14-16.
Yeah.
So be thinking about that, right? Positive thinking.
positive thinking that we have to figure out how to get $1,400. Yes.
Doesn't really have a...
It doesn't have a...
I don't think so.
When timeline?
When they let you know.
Okay. I'll review that, and if I can find it in that packet, I'll send it out to the group. So that takes care of old business. Wow, we are going quick. All right, so that brings us to new business. I sent an email out to everybody about research grants and trying to find where we can find where grants are so we can start writing them and putting them in with our rec plan. Deb sent out an email and kind of stole my thunder with that one website that has like 15. The Rotary Club also has some. Yes, ma'am.
Sent an email?
I did.
Yes. I had a link to, it's like municipal grant sources or something, but there were several grants, and a lot of them were actually park-based. Primarily, I think, for park equipment. You want to talk about any of them particularly?
Well, I mean, Lowe's was on there. There's one called Kaboom that I spent the most time on, and that one has a lot of different options for purchasing playground equipment. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
I did not get that.
You didn't? I replied to all to one of Mark's emails. I'll make sure you get it, of course.
Interesting. Maybe I missed you in an email. Did you get an email about grants?
About crayons?
Grants.
Yes, I did get the email about grants.
I think that was the last one I really sent to the whole group, but there's possibly something about grants. So I can't access my email. I cleverly sent myself an email, so I would be able to rattle off the ones I found. But the Rotary Club here in town does have several grants, and then that website was one. I can't remember if I had found any others. I did it relatively quickly after the last meeting. So did anybody else find any other sources for grants that we can share with the group?
I did. I found a Walmart grant, $250 to $5,000. It's an ongoing grant. There's eight different areas. I don't remember the areas, but I think at least one of them applied. Otherwise, I wouldn't have written it down.
Okay.
There's no, like, deadline. You just apply. Once they have it for 90 days, if they don't pick you, then you have to reapply. So there's the Walmart. The DNR has a boat infrastructure grant. I don't know if our kayak would
qualify.
Would qualify for that. Home Depot has I don't know if it's a $5,000 grant or up to $5,000. Talks about servicing your community, servicing veterans. They would provide tools, materials, services. You have to complete your project within 6 months. I found one called Project Orange Thumb for Community Gardens. It has expired for this year, but I went back and it seems historically to renew
every year.
It seems really easy to find expired grants because they were like announcing, but then I couldn't find the one for the 2018. Just maybe the timing is wrong and they haven't listed it yet. I just basically did an internet search for what we wanted. As an example, I searched for a handicap kayak launch. I didn't find a grant for that, but I found a community in Michigan who got a local grant for their kayak launch. So it kind of helped me think of
other sources?
Not necessarily other sources, but what is the project, and are we going to be looking for like a national grant, like through a Walmart or a Lowe's or a Home Depot, or is that something that maybe we should hit the community up for? And yes, Rotary, but not Sunrise, because Sunrise doesn't do government grants.
Okay. Justin, were you able to find anything?
No.
All right.
Do you think like the county parks commission could give us some kind of guidance on where to go searching for grants, or is that kind of
I think that would
like crossing the line or unfeasible?
I'm new, so I don't know exactly what crossing the line would be, so I'm totally okay with asking if I can send an email to somebody at the county.
I imagine then we start competing for the same
You'd start competing, yeah.
The same grants, but not that they wouldn't be.
I'm sure they'd but give us a.
Well, we'd obviously win.
You know, source list.
Far superior,
you know,
right,
this, I mean, this is all great to me, how to write grants, how to go search for grants. I know there's people that train all about grants, and I know there's classes to take about grant writing and da 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 da. I think the previous board, I mean, we had great accessibility of people that were, you know, within that parameter that knew of the grants coming down the pipe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Largent and others there, and Molly and that, but I guess I'm just such at a loss with this grant stuff, and I don't know whether we switch out for someone, a specialist, you know, or reach out to other townships. I mean, Acme, I know, just received a large grant, you know, for their parks, and so I'm just wondering who's what, when, where. I'm just talking out loud.
Well, that kind of brings me to B. Should we have a subcommittee? I think I mentioned that before, for grants specifically. Like, so we can put it in the reports, the treasury report, and then a grant report or something, where two or three of, well, I think it's got to be three, but whatever, a group of us specifically work on that. So maybe the recommendation of that committee might be we send somebody to NMC to learn the grant writing procedure or whatever, because I believe they have the grant classes that you were referring to. Or maybe that's not really worth it and we just hire it out.
Pay someone.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time you learn, and I don't know.
What does the general township board do
for
their grants?
I don't know off the top of my head. Does anybody else? I would imagine that the board of trustees would be looking for them actively. I don't know if they have a point person.
Well, I'm just like, who?
They had like the attorney's office. Did a lot, and they helped do the rec plan.
But who writes them for the big board? Who's their grant writer? Are they hiring out grant writers, or are they...
I think people in your office mainly.
I would say Rick helped write ours, so I imagine that's within the wheelhouse of the mm-hmm. township itself. It's just something that, you know, I've never written a grant personally, so...
And I had a name of someone that helped us a couple years ago, but she never replied back. Email, so I don't know whether it went to Junkman, and I even can't remember her name off the top of my head, but telephone number, but nobody returned calls.
But I think if we could find the grants, and it seems like, you know, between what Deb found and what Corey found, there's a group of them. It's a matter of us figuring out how that mirrors up to what we want to do with these projects of over and under, and Rick Brown helped us with the last grant we just applied for. I would assume that the township would be willing to help us again. And then as whoever, that's why I think a subcommittee would be important, because if you have one point person going there, you're not always asking Rick. Rick can teach you, hey, this is probably better verbiage. Why don't you type this paragraph? Or, you know, and that group of people would start to learn grant writing a little bit better. And then we could just do it as ourselves, you know, for ourselves. That's just what I was thinking.
I know it's a huge elephant, and every T has to be crossed. And it's not just the wording, but it's backing it up with the rec plan and
content.
It's
a major
phenomenal work. That's why people go to school and learn all about grant writing. I mean, I don't know. It's just a massive amount of work to think that it'd be great if someone on this board here was qualified to do it or wants to. Qualified to do it, but that's just another, you know, another year. You know, I just feel getting through.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that if you find grants, or if we're finding grants, or if we had a subcommittee finding grants that mirror up to our rec plan, we could go to the township and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that's kind of, they're still going to help us do, you know, it's 90% of the work, and then as you learn to do it, the subcommittee would take over that role, hopefully in quick fashion. So I think I would be in favor for some sort of subcommittee for a point, you know, especially as the rec plan gets done. if we can get that done in April or by April, then you can point these grants to specific projects in your rec plan, and then that subcommittee can, like, you were researching, you know, kayak, handicap grants, and find them. So, I don't know, that's just my thought, so.
I would be interested in helping with grants.
I think if you'd want to do a subcommittee, you might need a vote to set up a subcommittee.
I would think so. I think we'd need a motion or something. You guys hired the wrong guy for this. I don't know all the rules. I'm new, so you have to bear with me.
I would just think so, since, I mean, you're...
Yeah.
I make a motion that we set up a subcommittee for the purpose of looking for grants and applying for grants.
Does anybody know off the top of their head how many people need to be in a subcommittee? Does it have to be?
Do you know? Do you know how many people?
Three would be nice.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have four.
No.
So three. So do we have two other volunteer? One other volunteer?
Two's better than none.
Two's better than none.
I'll jump in.
All right, we got
Mike,
three volunteers.
What? Did you find any grants?
Nope.
All right, so do I have a...
It took me a half hour to find five. So I don't think finding is the problem. Somebody just has to sit down in front of the computer and do it. It's the writing that terrifies me. I'm not going to lie.
Again, if we hit that subcommittee and we could ask for help from the township...
I think I could find them all day long.
Yeah, I think finding them, I don't think, is a challenge. I think writing the grant, the grant writing to actually get them, that's the hard part.
So do we have a motion for the three members of a subcommittee? Or second? I guess you already had a motion.
Second the motion. Create a subcommittee
like
of Mike Hintz, Deb Lannon, and Corey Layton.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. And then, so I guess I'll just add that to reports under rec plan and see what we come up with. Oh, yes. So, reminder, all the members on the board that were appointed need to pick up your election packet so that you can stay on the board and get reelected.
Thank you. My
yes. And so that comes to D, which is the under and over projects, Sue, hand it out to everybody.
Yeah, I just found it. So, meaning we had already presented it before, so I just thought, I think last meeting we sort of stumbled. I didn't have a copy on it, so I'll just keep it.
Yeah, and I think it's good for Deb, and because you hadn't been part
hadn't
of this and
right.
hadn't seen anything. Was there anything that we had taken off? Do you remember, Justin?
Just looking at this list that we have, the bat houses should be taken off because that won't go into a master plan because it's already done.
Yep. Bike racks may or may not be
right.
done.
I'd leave that in there. Wait, we got that grant already for those.
Well, we haven't been awarded the grant. We submitted. We're waiting for them to choose the winner of the grant. So I would leave that in for sure.
Because we're going out for a grant for it.
Didn't we say something about taking Pines Park off? Something about traffic on that road that we really didn't want to put too much out there?
So the county wants us to pave that road. I believe the county wants us to pave that road. But basically it comes down to if we want to have a park out there, the road is supposed to be paved. So that includes us paving that road, which I...
Where are you getting all this information, did you say?
Just from what I picked up over previous board meetings and discussions over Pines Park.
As far as I understand the whole thing, that was all... There's nothing firmed up with the road commission that has to be paved to even have a park there. It's all under the assumption of...
Everything I've heard, and from my understanding, is basically it comes down to we would have to get that road paved to have a park out there. I don't think that's a task that we want to undertake.
Is that road county maintained? Is that a county road?
I don't know.
Because if it's a county road, yeah, anyone could say, yeah, turn it into a private road, and they would be responsible for paving it. But if the county's maintaining that road, that's a county road. That's not considered private, so that would have to go through, like, a special assessment to get that paved. So I guess I just heard that it'd be our responsibility to pave that in order to have a park out there. I don't believe that that's true.
As far as I've heard, I mean, there's no real reason that anybody else would want to have it paved. Therefore, even if it had to be a special assessment district or if there was anything like that that had to be done, we as a board would have to get that done. So,
who can we ask for clarification on if it has to be paved?
Call the road commission.
I do think we kind of took Pines Park down to the very bottom of our list, though, didn't we?
I thought we did.
If not
scratched it off,
we might
that's what I thought.
It. Yeah, I don't.
So are we scratching that off, or are we moving that down to 5, moving Killingsworth up to 4?
We really don't have to do anything.
I don't think we have to do anything.
We've already made our motion.
To the rec plans. I just wanted to see, you know, because it's already too brick to be processed. I just wanted to see if there was anything.
I think the
Pines
Park for being under 100K, the rugby and disc, when that was discussed, we actually had, you know, people interested in putting up all the discs. Mm-hmm. You know, things needed to have
just
go off there. So
there was past interest, but that interest seems to have waned.
Yes, I would agree. So, any other further discussion on this? This was mainly for the newer members, just to get the info in front of them. So
it's already done, right? We made our motion.
Yeah. There's nothing to do on this. It was simply because not everybody was present
when these came up. When we get that update with the rec plan, it's all of us look it over.
Yeah, we can compare it to this, which I think would be nice.
Yeah, I think so too. All right.
Yeah, we should make sure that we remove the bath houses.
Yes. Well, and bike racks if those get done. So.
Yeah.
Item agenda E, Mount Holiday. They had came here to ask us for a letter of support for the grooming machine, I believe is. That what it snow machine?
Groomer.
Yeah. And so they were awarded and approved that. So Matt should see a $25,000 increase on one of our line items, and then, of course, we'll promptly hand that over to Mount Holiday. So,
that's
but they
great.
Did get awarded that. So.
Cool.
Awesome. Any other comments? Public comment? That's pretty much all I had then. Meeting adjourned.
So, do the